This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Expression, love is not having to say you're sorry. Remember that?
That's the one I was trying to think of. That was from Love Story. I never saw Love Story, but I've seen Now and Then, and there's a scene in Now and Then where two of the characters are watching Love Story from the roof of a house at a drive-in theater, and you can't really hear it, but they're like they're saying the words along with it, and that's the lie.
Yeah, there it is. We all have a choice to make about love and how we interpret it and how we use it and how we enjoy it. But the one choice that you ought to make is that there ought to be some love in your life in some way, shape, or form. You got to have love. It is a fabulous, refreshing, enlightening feeling to have it for whatever. You have it for your children. You have it for your spouse. You have it for your dog. Your cat, you have it for your job, whatever it is. Love and passion drive us all. That's part of the core of being a human being. You have a choice to make to have love. And even, let's say you don't have, you've gotten to the point of your life where you're the last one standing, if you will. You have a choice to remember those loving. You know, a lot of people, when they get old, they get kind of crotchety and they get angry because there's, you know, their life hasn't gone the way they wanted it to for whatever the reason. But all of us, every single one of us, can find something about our lives that has been loving, that is loving, and that is worth embracing. I think that's the choice you make. Embrace the love, embrace the feeling, embrace whatever it is. I couldn't imagine having a life without my children, my grandchildren in it. I've had lots of love, good love relationships, but the relationship that I enjoy the most is the one which involves my daughter, my son, my two grandchildren. Yeah, that's it. And excuse me, I posted. You saw it probably, and you can put it on the Good Day Facebook page. If you want to, Jay, the picture of me with Jasper at the piano. He decided he wanted to play the piano. So I went over to the piano. He started banging away on the piano, and I gave him a couple of chords and a couple of things that he followed. And he just kept looking at me and looking at my hands. And then Brendan decided to take a picture of that's what that picture is, where I'm just kind of, you know, having some fun with him. That's what it is. Love is about fun, much as anything else. Here's a...
I've heard something about grandparents and how, like, the grandparents and the grandchildren and stuff, and how there's just that special bond, and then it was pointed out that it's the reason for the special bond is more so because the grandchildren remind you of your own children when you were that age, and it's like you get to do it again for a brief moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not so brief as far as I'm concerned.
Is that how you feel, though? Is that kind of, like,
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think that's an apt way of putting it. Yeah, that's good. Thank you. Here's a real-life Golden Girls situation. This is really kind of cool. Remember Blanche and Dorothy and Rose and Sophia? This group of four friends, known each other since they were in high school. They're now in their 80s. The four of them graduated from St. Mary's Academy in Grass Valley, California in the mid-50s. For the past year, they have lived together at a senior living retirement community. It's just a couple of miles away from where they went to high school. So one of them said, I think friendship is really important and having old friends is wonderful. There's so many of us that are gone. It's very important to me to know that I still have these three wonderful women all around me. So anyway, they knew each other at this school, small private school. When they graduated, they said to each other, yeah, we've gone our ways and we went to family and careers and stuff. Mm-hmm. But they wanted to stay in touch. And they did. And when the first one of them moved into the senior living facility, they all thought, oh, well, listen, we're all at that age. We don't have anybody else. We're going to go and live with them. And so that's what they do. They all live together.
This is so cool, especially because I feel like over the years you lose some friendships, you gain other friendships, and to have the same kind of core group of friends where it's not that, well, you're friends with these people and you're friends with those people and you are basically the link between them, but everybody has their own friendship and that lifelong friendship, that is something so special and so unique, and anyone who has that, hold on to that.
Yep. Very important stuff. It's another branch of love as much as anything else. It's love. This is Love Week, Valentine's Day, all that good stuff. All right, so a lot of people are buzzing about Jon Stewart going back on The Daily Show this week. And as he went on the air, he went right for it. In typical Jon Stewart, he went right after Trump, and he went right after Biden, the two of them. That was one of the great things about that program, and it hasn't had it. It went into the tube, and a lot of people in that operation tried to get him to come back again. I remember doing a radio, this program, from the studios. One day I was invited to go, and Stewart and Lewis Black, who was big on the program at the time, came in to do the program with me. It was 6 o'clock in the morning in New York City, and those guys do the program. They do it. They don't do it live. Although sometimes I think he did do it live at like 10 o'clock Eastern, but for the most part they did it like most of those late-night shows. They do them 5, 6 o'clock at night. But anyway, so he came in the morning, and we had a very interesting, he was great. I could have left. He just took the program over. And it was fun. It was pretty much him, as you expect him. He's one of the few people that I know, and I haven't kept up with him. I wished I had, because he started a farm in New Jersey when he got off The Daily Show. Has lived his life as he preached it, if you will. Helping people. His announcement when starting the program, it was da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- and then he went
That's
into,
funny.
Yeah, right, yeah. The mishandling of classified documents, basically referring to Biden as shameful. And he, you know, I mean, if you listen to him, he's on the road to torpedoing, if that's the right way of, yeah, torpedo and add an ing to it, torpedoing, right? The reelection efforts. And then he goes after Trump, the same business, the depositions, and how are we, this is the best we have. It's the question that we're all asking ourselves. We're talking about it off the air. You know, how do you figure out who to vote for? And most people in America are echoing what John Stewart, and that was what he was so good at before, echoing what everybody, or most everybody, was thinking. It wasn't the, you know what his politics were, but it wasn't a political show, and he wasn't beating you over the head with it like Colbert does and Kimmel does and so many other people who think that everybody watches them because they are hanging on their every breath as to what they say about either Biden or Trump or the philosophy that's there. And you know what? It's such a, that audience is dwindling, mostly because of the control the Republican National Committee and the Democratic National Committee have on the politics of their party. And, you know, the whole business, Trump's trying to get his, what is it, his daughter-in-law? Who is the, what's the woman's name that was, or his niece or somebody to be the chairman of the Republican National Committee? And,
oh,
you know, you see
name?
This, as one of the Trump ladies that, is it his niece? I forget what her name is, but I know that I saw something about him trying to get her into that position. And that's the kind of stuff that Stewart says. He wanted to have a place to unload his thoughts. Isn't it great that you can call up the producer of a program and say, hey, I'm the former host and I want to go on back on the air and tell everybody what I'm thinking. And so he did.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, yeah, that was good.
He's hosts for Mondays now.
Yeah, right. Too bad he doesn't host every night because we can use some of that. He played a clip of Kamala Harris assuring that in a closed-door meeting that Biden was smart, on his game, and on top of it. Then he managed to take it apart. She's worthless. My God, what a disgrace. Anyway, all right, so that's the return of John Stewart. Remember last week we were talking about this mother who's she had an OnlyFans decal on her car.
Oh,
and
yeah,
the children, yeah.
They were from the school pickup line.
Right. Well, now the children have been expelled from the school.
Mm-hmm.
Not only should not pick them up, they threw them out of the school.
Yeah.
Her name is Michelle Klein. She was told to cover up her decal or risk being her children getting out of, thrown out of Liberty Christian Preparatory School. And so that was the end of that because that's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
The intolerance, you know, it's a private school. They can do what they want.
They can do what they want.
But it's certainly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so,
right.
It's so sad. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she's really not doing anything. She's not hurting anybody. It's an OnlyFans decal on the back window with her, I guess.
Well, it's what OnlyFans
stands
for.
How you can find her.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and it's where you can find her and stuff, because she's promoting her business. This is her business. And unless anybody went on there to see exactly what her business is on OnlyFans, how would they know how provocative it gets? Because there are some things that are way more provocative than others. There's some who people never even get nude. There's nothing that truly is like a triple X about it.
You're begging the question. If this is a Christian school and they don't support this kind of stuff, how did they know what it was in the first place? Hello? Knock, knock. Anybody home? There's a little hypocrisy here, I'm thinking. 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PASS. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
Hear that? The soothing sounds of a bubble bath. And if you were here, you'd smell a single cedar leaf candle. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get back on the road and enjoy 24/7 roadside assistance from Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And then take a shower, because it's fast, like your motorcycle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance may require comprehensive coverage, not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I love them, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Thank you. Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good day time. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and social media in the focus here in this portion of each hour of the program. You can always connect to us too, by the way, at Good Day Networks on all of the social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, X. There's a focus on a social media threat made against the Pittsburgh public schools. And so the couple of school districts have made some changes. One of their students reported a threat to West Mifflin School. Is that what it looks like? Yeah. Mm-hmm. District officials say schools will not receive any visitors. It's just ruining everything. These damn social media connections are great, but then they're not. This is ruining a lot of good, important social development time for youngsters, and it's sick. It is.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
Pittsburgh public schools are operating on a modified lockdown because of the threat. The whole school system. I don't even know. I'm not going to repeat the threat. I don't see it here anyway. But the fact that it is taking hold as it has, some people say, it's not a big thing. You're overreacting. Mm-hmm.
But isn't it better to overreact and be wrong than to underreact and be wrong?
Yeah, right. Yep. That's what I'm...
Still don't go do a sweep and everything, and then the modified lockdown is that only existing appointments or meetings will still be honored. Nobody else is permitted to come into the building. There will be no outside activity. So if it's an elementary school where they typically would do outdoor recess, they have to stay inside. And it's just, it's scary. Even just the thought of any of it.
Yep. Put yourself in that position with your children. I guess that's the reason for it being as important as it is. All right, we've posted at Good Day Show, all of our social media. The question on our social media for the next day or so is, what was the best Valentine date you ever had? All right, Jay, we start with you. What was the best Valentine date you ever had?
Oh, man, I don't know. My husband and I don't celebrate Valentine's Day. The last time we celebrated was our first Valentine's Day together as a couple, and it was such a miserable time because it was a restaurant we always went to, and we could tell that for Valentine's Day, they brought in extra tables, extra chairs. There was no space.
Load them
up. Barely move. You were
yeah.
basically on quadruple dates with all of these strangers, and it was just so yeah. miserable. But our thing is, I guess this is our best dates are we go to the grocery store, we get great ingredients, and then we cook together. We cook our own dinner.
How sweet
what about
is
you,
that?
Dad?
Oh, I've had a few. I will tell you the worst one. When Tony and I were married, I was like a kid. I was James. I was younger than James when I got married and didn't have a clue. So the first Valentine's Day together, we went to a restaurant and I gave Tony a telephone. And she looked at me. We'd had a rough time. We got married in November. We met in July, and so by this time, Tony was waking up to reality. She'd been in a convent. She was a nun for 4.5 years in an infant school down in North Carolina, and then she had a little thing with a priest, and that didn't settle well, so she got out. She came up to Framingham because the fellow that ran the novitiate that she was in had a brother who had a school. He was principal of the school up in Framingham, and he hired her. And I met her very shortly after that. And so we had, you know, just kind of a moderate romance and decided, oh, this will be fun. Let's be married. She never, she said she always was, she was happy to tell me all the time that she never really agreed. She just went along with the program.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Some Republican lawmakers want a special counsel statements regarding President Biden's age and memory taken more seriously. Texas GOP Congressman Mike McCall says he's worried about Biden having those memory lapses in high-stakes one-on-one closed-door meetings, like perhaps a meeting with the King of Jordan, like on Monday.
I think this really calls into question our national security.
Last week, a special counsel assigned to investigate Biden mentioned how the president seemed to experience strange memory lapses during a lengthy interview. The money in graphics and gaming is real. Nvidia is currently the fourth most valuable public company in the world. Shares in the chip company rose, pushing its market cap to $1.83 trillion, moving it ahead of both Alphabet and Amazon. The stock has risen 17,000% over the past decade. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day here.
It's gonna
be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Hello, my name is Ransom Fisher. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
Romantic comedies. That was the king of that year's romantic comedy list. Or perhaps the queen. Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks. And You've Got Mail. There were two movies that were pretty much the same that the two of them starred in. One of them was You've Got Mail. And I forget the title, Jay. Do you remember
Sleepless
the title?
Sleepless in Seattle.
Sleepless in Seattle. That was it. I remember it had to do with Seattle and Oregon and stuff. Yeah. So those are movies to watch if you want to have a little romantic cuddle with the person that you want to cuddle with. That's it. We have an idea here or there for Valentine's Day, and we'll share those ideas with you. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner is here. I have a fact from the Doug Steffen fact file. whether you do you know and do you care about the original goldfish swallowing craze. Remember that reared up last year? There's a whole big thing about people swallowing goldfish. It started in the 1930s, right? And that was because they were treated like pets, and a lot of people thought they shouldn't be kept in bowls. Mm-hmm. So I don't remember what you were supposed to put them in, but in 1939, the goldfish swallowing craze began, and like a lot of other ideas, it was in a dorm in college after a bet.
So odd. Right? I was going to say, that sounds like a dare, double dare kind of situation.
Yeah, right. That's how it started. It was at Harvard University. One guy put $10. One of his roommates said, I can all eat how many goldfish? And so he put $10 down for every goldfish and ended up giving the guy $30 because he ate three of them. No thanks. Now, once they, you know, they if when you swallow them, they're going to swim around in your stomach. Right? Until they get digested by all the digestive juices. Is that gross or not? Yeah.
I think they would suffocate first, but... Ooh-wee. Oh, my goodness. Mm-mm. Do you remember when... was this the 70s when people were buying shoes and boots with a really big platform heel that the goldfish would swim around?
No, I don't remember. Well, maybe, but I don't remember that at all.
That was like the weirdest fashion trend.
Yeah, I know. So, the goldfish thing, by the way, has transpired not only eating goldfish... the goldfish that swim around in the bowl, but there was a contest last year, I don't know if it was national, but I know it was around here, to eat goldfish, you know, the goldfish that come in the packages, the little...
Oh, the crackers, the goldfish crackers.
The crackers, uh-huh. Yeah, right. Did you have that in the Midwest, or was it just around here?
I do not recall any kind of eating competition of those, but I don't doubt it.
Yeah, well...
What was the record?
Come up with any idea. I don't remember. I thought it was so silly. I'd probably just remember seeing, hey, there's 25 people trying to eat a bunch of goldfish. And so the first inclination was you're thinking they're eating the fish. And then it turned out they were eating the crackers. And so what's the big deal? It's like having Nathan's hot dog, right? This is another contest. How much can you eat? How much sushi can you eat at one sitting? How much whatever, you know, come up with it? How much ice cream can you eat at a sitting?
Restaurants do that where it's a big plate of food, like so much food in it. It costs a good amount of money because there's so much food. But if you eat it all within a certain time span, then you get it free and you get your picture and name up on like the restaurant hall of fame.
Right, there it is. All right, so the big Super Bowl halftime show was not the biggest thing in Usher's life, it turns out, this weekend. Did you see this? He married his longtime girlfriend in Las Vegas. His mother was there. It was a big time for him. His longtime girlfriend's name is Jennifer. Ooh, man, am I going to make this one work or not? Gio Cochetta. They tied the knot. It was Saturday, I think, right before the Sunday performance. No,
oh, they
was,
did it before. It? I thought it was after his performance. They got the
Maybe
marriage certificate, the marriage license.
Yeah. They went to the Terrace Gazebo, which is a pretty famous outdoor wedding chapel, and there were 30 guests who were there. His mother and the witnesses. It was kind of sweet. What better time to get married than before you become world famous if you weren't already world famous? I found myself, I didn't know much about him. Watched a couple of interviews with him. He came across as very warm, and I don't know if enlightened is the right word for it, but as someone who had a fix on himself. He knew who he was. And I think that's kind of cool. So, and how do you, I didn't see the show, the halftime, how would you have rated it? What was it among the
I
best
loved
that
it.
You've seen?
I absolutely loved it, but I think I'm in the demographic that would love it, and he just, he killed it. He absolutely did a fantastic job. There were so many special guests that came out. You had Alicia Keys, and her, and Lil Jon, and Will.i.am, and I think what like really put it all over the edge is when Ludacris came out, and it was just, it was fun. It was a big old dance party.
Yep. Now, so because of that, I looked up some of the other Super Bowl halftime shows, because if you go back to 1967, that was the debut of the Super Bowl and the halftime show. And you go back over the years, some of the acts, pretty much it's always musical, right? There's no comedians that went out there. Johnny Carson never went out and they did a halftime show, although he probably would have been big. He certainly, they don't get paid. They just, they're asked to come, and they come, and it's great promotion. The first Super Bowl halftime was a group of marching bands from all over the world. All over the country. That was it. That was the halftime show, first game. And then, certainly since then, Bruce Springsteen, Paul McCartney have done it. The University of Arizona Symphonic Marching Band did it. Al Hurt, the trumpeter, he was 1970. Looking at some of the list of some of these people, the performers who were there. Let's see here. Carol Channing, Broadway star, was in the 1972 Super Bowl with Ella Fitzgerald. Wow. It was a salute to Louis Armstrong. Oh, when the Saints go marching in. Oh, when the Saints go marching in. In 1989, it was an Elvis impersonator.
What?
Yeah. The halftime show was an Elvis impersonator. Had 3D glasses. I mean, it was silly, but you, listen, his name was Elvis Presto. I'm looking through the list of some of these other people. I think the New Kids on the Block were the first sort of pop headliners, the first contemporary headliners. I didn't remember them. But it was 1991. Let's see. No, they weren't around 1991. What the heck are they talking about here? Anyway. Wait a minute. It was Super Bowl 25. Well, that would have been about that same time, right? Huh?
I think so.
Two Kids on the Block? Yeah.
Do the math.
Anyway. So, let's see. Andy Williams was there 1 year. Let's see. There was a figure skating performance. Halftime show in 1992. The Winter Olympics were set to occur, and so they brought in all the Olympians. Dorothy Hamill, Brian Boitano, and they were the Super Bowl halftime show. Gloria Estefan was doing the Frosty that year as well. And the most viewers they've ever had that said they were just watching the halftime show was 72 million. In 1982, I think it was. Anyway, I'm looking at pictures of some of these performers. There's Jennifer Lopez and Shakira. They were at 2020, right? They spent, listen to this.
2020, 2029, yeah. 2019, 2020, somewhere around there. Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez spent $13 million to produce that show. No compensation.
And then how much did she make back from the exposure?
Justin Timberlake saw his musical sales rise 534% after he had the what do they call it? The wardrobe breakdown?
Yeah, and you know, nobody remembers anything else from that halftime show.
No.
Wardrobe malfunction, which kind of had a big hand in the creation of YouTube.
Yeah. let's see. 2018, was that? When was Lady Gaga?
2017.
I'm looking at that. 2017. Thank you, James. Yeah. She saw her sales spike by 1,000%. That's why they don't get paid, because everybody's watching. And then afterwards, it's like, hello, let's go buy whatever the, you know, whoever the performer is. Let's go. That's why they do it. So there you go. Interesting overview of what happened at halftime. There's a problem down in the Caribbean. Trinidad and Tobago's prime minister said there was a huge oil spill near the this part of the Eastern Caribbean. National emergency. Government hasn't identified the owner yet. Apparently it was an oil tanker that somehow sprung a leak. They don't know how much oil has spilled. They just know it's a big mess. And so now the ship has sunk. It's submerged and overturned. Ugh, what a mess that's going to be. What the heck happened, though?
Mm-hmm.
What would cause that is the question. Is somebody somehow or other sabotaged this thing? You know, you don't, an oil tanker doesn't just sink. Something happened to blow a hole in the side of it for the oil to leak out and the boat to roll over. This is a huge tanker, if you see the pictures of it. This is not, I'd be wondering about who's responsible. There's some foul play involved in that deal, for sure. All right, so let's see. Speaking of foul play, the Russians have, according to the Ukrainians, there's a new missile that they launched. They know that they've launched. They have some kind of CIA data on it. We know what's going on, and the Ukrainians know what's going on. The Russians have launched 45 drones also in the last 24 to 48 hours in a big barrage dropping bombs on Kiev. Meanwhile, Zelensky is sort of reshuffling his war cabinet because he's not happy with the way things are going. They think they should have more victories, and they're just kind of at a stalemate. There was a 5.5-hour attack targeted at agricultural facilities in Ukraine. And the Russians, you know, had a lot of this stuff they took over along the Crimea. They're blowing up a lot of the stuff that they built up themselves after they went and took over Crimea. How many years ago was that? I'm trying to remember. It wasn't 25. Has it been? No, it was longer ago than that. But anyway, so the Russians are throwing drones at the Ukrainians, and they're threatening to use this new missile that they have. All the time, the country is completely broke. So you got to be wondering, maybe because Putin's worth $5 billion, maybe he's paying for the stuff himself. What do you think? That could be. There's a weird reality, isn't it, huh? All right, 48 after the hour now on Good Day.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
Want to get your hands on the next big thing? At Verizon, new and existing customers can trade in their old Samsung phone, any model, in any condition, and get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with select unlimited plans. A better plan to save is Verizon. $999.99 device payment or a full retail purchase with new or upgraded smartphone line on unlimited ultimate or select 5G unlimited plan required. Plus $1,000 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
Hear that? The sound of adorable little birds in your garden. And if you were here, you'd taste the too sweet but tiny tomatoes you grew all by yourself. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens when you're riding your motorcycle, protected by Progressive, on your way to the store for a pack of normal-sized tomatoes. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without getting your hands dirty. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to Veterans
care, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here we are. Good day, House. It's 53 after the hour, said he with a choked up voice. Jack, I may need you to help me with my voice here.
Yes.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. He has two fabulous websites, ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you can get all the information about the things that you need to put into your body, the things that he's created, the things that work, things that will help you. There are the enzymes that work to make your stomach work, if you will, right? That's what it's supposed to do. You need enzymes in your stomach, because without his believer in the GAP, Jack's a GAPS practitioner, which is all about the gut health, begins and ends with a healthy gut. So, you know, after I had that flu thing and I took a Z-Pack, because I couldn't stand it anymore, I just had to get rid of it, the cough and everything else. And then I went right to town with the Lee enzymes to bring in the things that are necessary, because you got to have all the probiotics and have the things that balance your stomach off, because when you take something like that, it kills all the good bacteria, all the bad bacteria, everything's gone. So, anyway, Jack, always with the weekend show that he does, the Good Day Health show, you know, we have 2 hours of Good Day Health that appears on most of the same stations that carry the Good Day program, with Jack and Ken Kronos, two very different ways of looking at the recipes for life. And so if you want to understand what the natural, I often come up with names. I called, somebody asked me the other day about you. How would I describe you? And I said, I just popped out of my head. He's an herbalist. I don't know why I said that, but I just.
I'm not an herbalist. I use herbs, but I'm certainly not an herbalist.
No. Anyway, check out Jack at ForbiddenDoctor.com and JackStockwell.com. He's a Nooka chiropractor and does wonders for those people who have bad necks and stuff like yours truly, who's gone around in circles with this thing.
And now I feel, for some reason or another, it just has gone away. But I was taking stuff that, it is something that you don't even think about until it doesn't work. Isn't that true about most everything in the body, though, Jack? We take it for granted. Everything works fine until it doesn't. And then we start thinking, what in the world is that about? And
well, it's almost always a result of some form of malnutrition or another. The two big combinations, the malnutrition and the imbalance of the spine against gravity, which will, you know, break down and destroy the joints, and malnutrition just hurts the organs over a period of time. And depending on how healthy your mother was when you were developing inside of her, as to how long you can carry that basic nutritional complex into adolescence, into early adulthood, until it begins to suffer if you don't replace it with good foods, the kind of foods Mother Nature made, not the kind of foods that Nestle makes.
Lucky my mother's health was not good when I was in the womb, but, you know, somehow I've overcome it by just not doing the things that are not good for
me. Well, you've been conscientious, and you're a farmer, for Pete's sake. Yeah. Farmers are some of the healthiest people in the world.
Yeah. There you go. All right, you've posted a study that shows how important vitamin K is. I would venture to say that 85% of the people listening to this program right now don't even know what vitamin K is, never mind what it does. So would you do the honors?
Well, vitamin K is one of the, well, it's absolutely essential to health. It has an awful lot to do with bone, the hardness of your bones. It has an awful lot to do with insulin, maintaining good levels of insulin in the body, which we've just recently learned from the University of Montreal at the Montreal Clinical Research Institute in Canada. And they found out that vitamin K can help reduce one's risk of diabetes. And just as I have maintained about diabetes or arthritis or cardiovascular disease, the cancer, these are almost all diseases of malnutrition. When the body isn't getting what it needs, it becomes a sitting duck for these other kinds of problems to start showing up. And a shortage of vitamin K, which usually comes from green leafy plants, there are easier ways to get it than that if you're not into green leafy plants, one of which is something called EZ-Mag. It's available at SubinDoctor.com, is a real concentrated form of vitamin K. And what the study at Montreal found out is that it helps to increase a process called carboxylation. And carboxylation is something that helps inside of cells to produce the proteins they're supposed to produce. And what they found that in the pancreatic beta cells that produces insulin, they found out that vitamin K has a direct effect to help the body balance the insulin levels inside the system, as well as the sensitivity to insulin. And what happens with a lot of pre-diabetics and eventually diabetics is they become so insensitive to the presence of the insulin that their body is making that they have to have large blasts of synthetic insulin shot into them once or twice a day just to maintain sugar levels. Right. So vitamin K is essential for the pancreas to make insulin.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.